With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Sand Talk, the beach soccer podcast. With thanks to Beach Soccer Worldwide's partners, Puma, Iconic, Real Fever, United Nations Alliance for Civilizations, and Genius. Thank you all for believing in the sport.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sand Talk, a very special episode this week because we are here in Nazaré watching the semi-final live. And I've got two Vikings with me. I made the same joke last time, Casper. Sorry about that. I've got Casper Dorf and Axel Dam from Copenhagen and from Denmark beach soccer team. Guys, how's it going?
Pretty good. Good, man. Thank you.
Good, good. And so, personally, I've been very impressed with Copenhagen's performance in this tournament. And I imagine you're going to be happy with it. I'd kind of like to go game by game. And I'm going to start with... Might seem strange, but I'm going to start with the Braga game because that's the one that met you lost the game, but it's the one that really impressed me. How did you go into that game? And how do you think, because you faced Braga before, what was different about this year?
I think this year, the difference in this year was that we really learned how to defend against really good teams. And we are defending as one unit and we are closing the space down that Braga wants to play. So yeah, that you know, working together, all five on the pitch, is just what makes the difference this year rather than last time we faced them.
Yeah. And you scored two goals against them as well. In terms of attacking, Axel, what was the plan?
Well, we knew before the game that we probably wouldn't have a lot of chances, but we had some counterattacks that we scored on. We got ahead 1-0, so that was good. And otherwise, I personally hope that I could have been converted some more throws into goals, but again, when you defend 3 minutes in a row, then it's becoming quite hard, and then you compensate on your technical abilities. But that's how it is playing against Braga. But that game was more about showing that we could defend as a unit, and maybe to score, I don't know, 4 or 5 goals. But that time will come.
Excellent. And for you personally, which is your favourite performance that you've had so far here in the Euro Winners? Because today's was very impressive as well.
Yeah, that's actually a hard question because before we started playing the Winners' Cup, we had one goal, which was to win our first game in the Winners' Cup. And then we won the first game, so we were so happy. And then we had a new goal against Braga, where we wanted not to let in so many goals and still be threatening offensively. We did that.
Okay, can I just pause there? So did you kind of go into that game thinking, okay, we're not going to win this one, but it's damage limitation?
Yes and no. Of course, we play every game for winning, but we also have to be realistic that this is probably the favorite to win the tournament and one of the best teams in the world. So, you know, to be realistic, we didn't play for win, but you always play for winning. But our goal was just to defend as good as possible, and then hope we could create some chances, and like we did on the first goal, a counter attack and a really good shot, and that is what it takes to score sometimes. It's easy counter attack and you are in front.
And also the thing, when we go into a match, we always say one period at a time. So we don't think, okay, now we have 36 minutes in front of us. No, we have 12 minutes in front of us. We were ahead, right?
Yeah.
After the first, okay.
1-1 in the first period.
Yeah, I can't remember. And then second period, we say, okay, now it's second period. Only focus about that. Don't focus about third period. So we take a period at a time.
Yeah.
That's how our...
So like every game's a final, every period's a final, it's just step by step.
For us now, we take it like one step at a time. We like Axel says, we came here with our first goal was to win our first match. We did that against Vaju, and then our next step was a really big one against the Braga, and that was a success. And again, new game, new step, and we work one game at a time and just keep continuing the progress.
But to answer your question, I think I was the most happiest about this match today against Alanya. Yes. Both personally, but also as a team, because I thought we were good defensively and we played very smart. We, you know, kept being cold in stressful situations. So today was, I think, the best performance for our team.
That's a great team as well. Do you think you learned anything in particular from this game?
This game, of course, you learn something every game. Nice goal. Yeah, I don't know.
Another goal for Casa Benfica there. Yeah.
I think the most important today that we might learn was that we need to trust our quality, and everybody today was trusting their own quality on the ball, and everybody was so relaxed when they had the ball. Yeah, everybody was really comfortable when we attacked, and that is, you know, offensive, this was my personal best game against Alanya. I think against Braga, we really showed that we can defend really, really well, even against the best in the world. But offensive, this game against Alanya was really, really good for us. And yeah.
Excellent. And I may or may not cut this part out, depending on the answer. But... What was the? It got very heated in one moment, and I missed what happened. What happened in that moment?
I think I had a small fight with Stanko. He went down, and I wanted to play fair play because he was laying down in sand, and me and Axel actually fight about who should shoot the ball out.
You play fair play.
And then suddenly, you know, some of the one player from Alanya took the ball and you know, created the chance and really tried to score and. Yeah, I just thought that it was a bit of, you know, it was not a part of the fair play that we wanted to play, and then, you know, everything went a little bit crazy, but
yeah,
it's emotions, you know, it's
wow. Very interesting game. Maybe not the best time to record a podcast, but sometimes you've got to do two things at once, don't you?
Yeah, but it's okay. We also know the Turkish players, so like, of things happens, but you forget it because we are in that situation. We were in a better position than they were, so I know well why they may be a bit frustrated. So, no hard feelings.
Good to hear. Yeah.
It's all right.
And in that match, you're probably aware, but it was the first ever match of men's beach soccer to be refereed by an all women's team. That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really cool, and I think they did a great job. You know, they handled the guys pretty well, even in that crazy situation where everybody was up in a high temper. But yeah, I think they did an awesome job, and I didn't notice that it was four girls or four women. You know, it could have been four men for me. It wasn't a difference.
So excellent. That's good. Yeah, historic day for everyone. And now to move on quickly to the game that you were knocked out in. Very low scoring game. Not really, I have to say, the Copenhagen that I've seen in the rest of the tournament. What happened in that game? I'll go to you first, Axel.
In the Grand Mod game?
In the Grand Mod game.
Yeah, well, we were not we were not clinical enough offensively. So of course there was a, lack of goals. We had plenty of chances. So yeah, I don't know what went wrong. Maybe we were a bit tired. I'm not sure, but yeah, we were. Of course, we were disappointed to lose, but still happy how far we came in the tournament. But yeah, of course, not our best games. But as we still say to the guys, one step at a time, because we always go back to our goal with this tournament was to win our first match. So one step at a time. So yeah,
excellent. And you, Kasper, what?
Yeah, I think that playing a quarterfinal at the Euro Winners Cup is pretty huge, and
it's the first time.
It is the first time, and you know it. There is a little bit of pressure on you when you play a quarterfinal, and you really want to go to the semifinal. And I think there was some nerves and some you know, it's normal. You know, we have a lot of young guys playing. Even myself was a little bit nervous going on the pitch and playing a quarterfinal, you know, in your Winners' Cup. So I think that was a part of it. And then of course, like Axel said, we needed to be more clinical in front of the goal when we had the chances in a match like this.
I had some big chances, so I can only blame myself for not putting us in front. So I take that on my shoulders and try to do better next time. That's how I see it.
Excellent. Well, very honest, very open answers. Yeah. That's good. That's very nice to hear. And then finally, we've already spoken a little bit about the game today, but that was really quite some performance against a really, really top team. I mean, you know, a lot of the Turkish national players, Stankovic in there, Donner in goal, but the plan worked.
Yeah, it really did. And our goal today was to go and play our game. That was the most important thing. We didn't focus about Lenya. We didn't focus about, even though Stankovic is a really good striker, Donner is a really good goalkeeper. We only focused about our game, and our focus was to play our play. And it really worked. You know, some of the attacks we did today is something that we have been worked on really much in practice before we came here. So that was just really, really nice to see that if we just focus on ourselves and don't think about the other team too much, we can still create a big result. And today was just amazing to play with the guys, and everybody was so comfortable in the ball, and it was really, really nice.
Excellent. And one more game tomorrow. And then we spoke a little bit last time, Kasper, about the future of Danish beach soccer, and you said, I remember with Klaus we had this conversation, and you said look out for the new players coming through, and they're coming through. It's really amazing to see people like Franson, you know, having such an impact.
Yeah.
Do you think this is just the start?
Yeah, I really think so. You know, we have a squad of, we have Carlos, we have Lucas, who is under 25. We have Axel, 26 years old. Oh, our goalkeepers, is also young, 20 and 25. So we have a really young and talented squad, and then we have some of the older guys, you know, trying to control a little bit. But the young players, they are only going one way, and that is up. They are improving all the time. Even at the big stages like this, they are just going out there and kick some ass. It's awesome to see. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, it's very true. And I kind of obviously follow what you guys get up to on Instagram and stuff, and I know you're all over Europe playing in various tournaments. You're playing a lot more regularly nowadays. Is that, I imagine it's taken its toll. It's had a big effect on your performance.
Yeah, well, we have more and more players also playing in other leagues now, getting offers, so I think it's very good. And now we have Kasper and some other folks have created this Baltic Cup League. So the development is going the right way, and of course our players get a lot more games this year than they got 2 years ago, and they will keep getting, I think, more and more offers to play. So that's good, yeah, of course.
Excellent. Okay, guys, thank you very much for your time.
Sports Social Podcast Network. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.